Hey, welcome back to 30 Dirty and Dying.
Where we're 30 Dirty and Dying.
Heavy on the last D. The dying.
Depression.
That too. Let's get real for a minute.
Okay.
First of all, I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney. And I'm getting depressed. Real.
I'm depressed. I've been having one of the longest depressive episodes that I've had in a fucking while.
Oof.
I mean, it's probably been like close to a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not, I've had depressive episodes before, and I've had the ones, I have PTSD
mm-hmm.
with major depressive episodes. That's the diagnosis. But like, you know, they're not as bad as they once were. They usually last a couple days, and it's like, I can't get out of bed. I'm, you know, everything's made up, but the points don't matter. And then after like 2 days of that, I'm like, okay, I'll brush my teeth again. I've had times in my life where it's been like that level of it. Like, I can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. I can't for days and days and days, like hair matted, like all the shit you see on the bad Zoloft commercials that get real. This one's been like in the middle.
Okay.
It's like not full blown, but I can't get past it.
Okay.
I've even tried to have a few like, man, maybe if I just make myself not get out of bed, I'll like get it out of my system. It's not working. I don't know.
So it's functionally depressed.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, is sort of my norm, but, like, I know I'm depressed. And, yeah, it's been a rough one. Hmm. So I'm happy to be back recording another episode of the podcast, because I need some joy.
You could have just asked me to come over.
Yeah, I should have.
I'm not far away.
I really should have. We've just been, like, weirdly busy.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, a ton of stuff, but just like little
enough
things
to
that
make
pile
it
up.
Like, yeah,
and awkward, like
mm-hmm.
awkward days, so that we don't have, you know what I mean. I haven't just been like here, which also sucks. Hate that.
Well, I also have a vehicle, so if you want to just take a ride.
Aw, okay. Well, I'm glad you're here right now.
Yeah,
hanging out with me to record the podcast, but still,
mm-hmm.
I got you here under podcast pretenses. But
you can get me under friendship pretenses too.
Well, yeah. And we're going to do that, more of that soon, because the season's almost over. Can you fucking believe it?
It's like another one here and gone.
Another one bites the dust.
Dun, dun, dun.
Another one bites the dust.
It feels like just yesterday we were starting our first ever episode.
Yeah.
But now we're on, this is the end of season six.
So 120 episodes?
Woo!
Is what it'll be when it's all said and done. This will be
120.
19 of the season, so 119. And then one more after this. The next one you hear will be our season finale, guys.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of fun stuff this season, and we love games. We love to do games and stuff. And we like to do our real talk. So we thought we'd do something like, if you were around for our telling ourselves, our younger selves things, like giving our younger selves advice episode, we sort of combined the two
mm-hmm.
and made like a game out of getting a little real and talking about our real lives and our experiences getting to 30 town. And we're going to do that again this time a little bit. So, you know, not really a game, but, structured, a little bit fun.
Functured.
Functionally depressed. but no, so we're going to go through some would have happened if. Some ghosts of Christmas past, if you will.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know, we're getting to the holidays, and we're basically doing that whole Ebenezer Scrooge shit.
Like, are you a Honda Days or a Toyota-thon?
I started crying the other day at a Subaru commercial.
Is it like Dumb and Dumber when he's crying from that Bell phone commercial?
I don't fully remember that part. It was the lady saved a dog, and like the dog was like, he's had a hard life. And they get home, and the dog was afraid to get out of the car. So she just, like, leaned the seats all the way back with their great functionality that Subaru offers.
And not sponsored, but you
fucking could be, guys. And was like, it's okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm not going to leave you. Bald, like a bitch. Dog, Subaru, fuck me up.
Give this girl a dog and a Subaru. And
I already have both of those things.
You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not, because he's
he
not
lives
here.
With my mom, because yeah. He's a sensitive little boy. He's just, like, clinically insane, like his mommy. What were we saying?
Subarus.
Oh, the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna...
like Subarus?
Ghosts of Christmas Past. We're gonna go back and look over our life's choices, and see.
We've made some choices.
We've made some choices. You know, we've gotten a lot of experience over these years that have gotten us to the other side of the 30 mark, which is the whole point of the show, and what it's like on this side. And the reason things are the way they are for us is because we've made choices. We could have had very different stories.
Yeah.
So we're going to basically create our own Christmas Carol here and be Scrooge and the ghost at the same time.
I feel that.
Yeah.
In my soul. Yeah.
Bah humbug. But also...
Woo. Yeah, because, you know, neither of us have decorations out.
No, but...
Are you going to get festive?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to power through. I want to.
Maybe it'll help you get out of the depressive episode.
I think so.
Holiday cheer.
Yeah. Choices.
Choices.
That makes us who we are. We're going to get into all of our life choices today, talk about what could have happened if things went the other way. And we're just going to kind of walk down what if lane. You know, I get to the end of the year, another year gone, start to get a little bit retrospective. So that's what we're going to do today.
But first,
we got to get retrospective about the 90s.
Back in time. All right.
1997.
An oldie but a goodie. I was surprised that we hadn't done 97 this season. We've done it before, obviously, in past seasons, mm-hmm. but I know what I want to always talk about. We lost Diana.
And I'm always surprised.
Yeah. Wait, she's dead? What do you mean?
I'm like, wait, it was in 97?
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep, she died in 97, funeral, big old deal. I was looking up for the little, back in time collages that we do on Instagram, and I was looking up pictures of, the memorial stuff,
mm-hmm.
and there are so many pictures. The sheer amount of just, they filled the entire grounds around Buckingham Palace, just people,
mm-hmm.
With flowers and cards, and it was, probably up to your knees worth of stuff. Just wow. The entire space was filled. It was crazy. How much stuff people left there as this outpouring of grief. Wild.
Do you think it was an inside job?
I don't know if I would say that. I don't really think that. But I do think, in an indirect way, she was set up to be torn down. I don't think it was an inside job, they were going to kill her and cut the brake lines. I mean, I don't know. Maybe something else will come out at some point and we'll know. But I do think it was just a traffic accident. But the media just attacked her. I mean, yeah. It was an attack every day of her life. I mean, they just were on her like lions on gazelles.
Yeah, well, I mean, a woman who is in power, you know,
yeah,
tear
which
down.
They just they set her up to be this beautiful figure that everyone wanted, and then when it didn't work and when she didn't fall in line, it was getting set up to be torn down again. It really felt like that a little bit. Now, I don't think it was a conspiracy. But
I love a good conspiracy.
I mean, it's interesting to hear, but I don't think it was a conspiracy. I just think it was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. The undercurrent of what was going on within that dynamic led to her ultimate death. I really think that. So, but yeah, sad stuff. Sad stuff.
What else happened in 97?
Let's make it happier. I looked up some movies. I
love a movie.
And there were a lot. There were more. Obviously, Titanic is the big boy. That big-ass boat, you know. And you said Jurassic Park. One mm-hmm. of them also was...
Okay. So Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Gotcha. Good Will Hunting came out. Everybody loves that one.
Never watched it.
Hercules.
Hercules! Hercules!
And you know who should have... Who I wish I would have remembered for our fictional characters episode a couple weeks back? Hades.
Speaking of.
Okay. I have so many that I forgot.
On the reels, because you're not on TikTok anymore, the Wiggles tree. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're so far behind.
I'm sorry, I'm fucking 30 and I act like it.
What are you trying to say?
Saying that you act younger, which is fine. I Know What You Did Last Summer, another movie. G.I. Jane.
Never watched it.
It's really good. Con Air, also really good. Get in the Cage with Nick Cage. Anaconda. I watched it. Honestly, I think it was in 97 or 98. I told you, my parents just let me do whatever. They had no, she's too young for this. And I watched Anaconda with my parents. It was probably 98, actually, VHS. Mm-hmm. and we watched it at home. And, you know, one of my first nightmares that I can remember came from Anaconda.
Hmm.
So I watched it, it was probably like 4, which, strike one. and I told you that, I've told you before that, like, my dad worked away when I was a little kid, so it was just me and my mom a lot. And, I would get up a lot in the middle, because I didn't sleep like normal kids sleep. But my mom would stay conked out, and she could trust me to be a normal kid. So I had this dream that seemed very real, and I think this is why I remember it. I get up out of bed. I was sleeping in my mom's bed, and I look at the clock. It's like midnight. I wander out, probably to get my midnight snack. And I had this pillow when I was a kid, like think like security blanket, but it was a pillow.
Okay.
And my pillow was on, we had this big armchair. And I was like, oh, my pillow's out here. Let me go get it. And I walk over to get the pillow and I lift it up. And the Anaconda from Anaconda is just like swirled up in our armchair. And I flipped out and woke up and realized it was a dream. But it was so fucking real. I feel like it was one of my first experiences with weirdly realistic, almost lucid dreaming.
Mm. Starting young.
Yeah, well, so was all the reasons that I have problems. But whatever. but yeah, so Anaconda, special place in my heart, scared the shit out of me, but I loved it. Anyways, you keep talking now.
The U.S. Treasury introduced a redesigned $50 bill.
Wow, good for them. This is a chaotic episode, I'm sorry. But one of my, hear me outs that I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
That I wanted to, the Hamburglar.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, I know. Also, low-key kind of Grimace. I'm not sure what he is, but I don't care.
It's just purple.
Yeah, I love purple. It's my favorite color.
So Tinky Winky as well?
My mom didn't let me watch the Teletubbies.
Oh. I love the Teletubbies.
She thought it was weird.
I mean, correct. They are weird.
Yeah, and yeah. I think she thought it would, like, brainwash me and make me stupid.
Mm.
I'm not stupid, so maybe she was right.
And I'm not brainwashed, and I like Teletubbies.
Who knows? We can't redo the episode. I just needed to point out the Hamburglar because, yes.
And Grimace, okay.
And Grimace, okay. Absolutely.
And then mine's the Wiggles Tree of Wisdom. Which, I have to add that.
Understood. So, 97.
U.S. Treasury, $50 bill.
Good for them, I guess. Fucking. Hamilton's on the 50, right? Or no, he's on the 10. Who's on the 50? Grant.
You're asking me to, one, name presidents.
Hamilton was not a president.
Fuck. Alexander Hamilton.
Had a torrid affair, and he wrote it down right there. That was one of my favorite songs of Hamilton. I really like Hamilton, guys. Something you may not have known about me.
you know what I love right now?
Wicked.
I saw it on Sunday.
Was it great?
I'm seeing it again on Friday.
That's great. I don't know any fucking thing about it, but I do want
to
watch
it. Neither do I. I started listening to the audiobook.
Oh, it's a book?
Yeah.
It
came out in 95.
I don't fucking know.
It came out in 95. We should have done 95.
We've already done 95.
Oh, fuck. Well, 95, Wicked.
Honorable mention.
The book.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a book, and then it became the Broadway show.
Okay.
In, like, 2000 something or other.
Yeah.
And then now the movie.
I was gonna go see it when I you was in New York it. One time, oh. But we just didn't end up going.
I would love to see it on Broadway. That'd be fun.
Yeah, me too. I would still like to see it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know fuck about it, but I really want
to
watch it.
And I don't know fuck about it. I just listen to the music.
I don't even know. I mean, I know some of the songs just from, like, pop culture, but... Yeah.
So. In middle school show choir, I sang Popular.
Wow. Yeah. Did it make you popular?
No. Okay.
Well, trying. A couple more things.
Favorite Halloween costumes in 97?
Oh, shit.
Batman and Robin.
Love it.
Tiger Woods.
Mm.
Garth Brooks.
Country singer. He wore a black hat, black shirt,
and
tucked in.
Spice Girls.
Spice up your life.
Every boy and every girl, spice up your life. People of the world, spice up your life. Oh, submit to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right if you know that you feel fine. Shake it to the front. Ha, ha, go around.
Shit. I'm going to just throw movies in as we go because there are so many from 97.
Okay,
so keep doing your stuff, but I'm going to just throw out movies as we go.
Okay.
Georgia the Jungle. Fucking banger with Brendan Fraser.
What a man.
What a man.
He's definitely my hero. He's not even a hear me out.
No,
he just
he's
is.
Right now. Anytime, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Almost daily, I say,
the whole time.
I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. And we're all dudes, yeah.
Flubber.
I love Flubber and Robin. I can't speak today. I love Robin Williams. What do we love Robin Williams?
What do we love him so much? Also, Air Bud.
I never watched it.
I loved it. I had a couple Air Bud movies on VHS.
I believe it.
They're still downstairs in the garage, probably.
I love that for you.
But I liked Air Bud. I liked basketball. I liked dogs. It was the perfect combo.
Yeah. The popular baby names?
Yeah.
Michael.
Avi.
Matthew. Christopher. Luke, John. Axe? Yeah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Axe. Romans, First Corinthians.
Acts. Oh, you're saying A-C-T-S. I thought you were saying Axe. I was like, what the fuck kind of name is that?
Do you love how I'm just like going through it?
Yeah, I was just naming the Gospels though, because those aren't Gospels.
I'm just, you know.
Just all the books?
All the books.
Hang on. Deuteronomy?
Oh, we're going old school, okay.
Corinthians?
First Corinthians, Second Corinthians.
Exodus? Genesis?
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy? Did you already say that?
I did. No. Maybe. I don't know. It's a big book. Ezekiel?
Psalms.
Revelations.
Ooh. Anyways, Christopher, Joshua, Emily, Jessica, Ashley, and Samantha.
Emily, Jessica, Ashley? Yeah, I knew a bunch of kids who had those names growing up, so that makes sense.
Fashion trends?
Okay.
Denim on denim.
Ooh, a Canadian tux.
Chokers and camis.
Oh my god, yes, both of those things. Those stood the test of time.
Oh yeah, people well still into wear the chokers. 2000s. Sheer black dresses and skirts.
Why do I have so many that are like 90s style that I bought when they all started coming back?
Leather pants and white crop tops. Where it was showing
you kind everything. Of rocking some 90s vibes today. You got a little sheer long sleeve. Black with some and turtleneck,
yeah,
and then a dress over a
turtleneck
it.
And chain, sipping on a light beer.
Do you want to just go out with music?
Or yeah,
let's just bang it out.
Bang it out.
All right. So these are the hot year-end singles. You know how it goes. A lot of them might have come out the year prior, but they were still killing it. Number one, Back to Diana, was "Candle in the Wind" by Elton John. The redo he did for that one. A lot of songs on here I don't feel comfortable saying anymore because they were Diddy and Notorious B.I.G. songs. And, you know.
Not in, yeah. That's not, let's not do that.
Allegedly not so great. Wannabe, Spice Girls.
You wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Yep. Bitch. Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. Mbop. Oh, you'll love this. This is the last song.
Okay.
Tub Thumpin', big Chumbawamba fan.
I'm a Chumbawamba fan.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Today, like we said, we're doing something a little different. We're going to take walks down memory lane and talk about what would have happened if we would have made different choices in our lives, respectively. So I have some what-if scenarios that are a little vague,
okay. But
that I feel like could apply to both of us. Mm-hmm. And you guys probably know some of these if you've listened to us for a while. We've told some of these stories. And now we're just gonna pull the thread a little bit. So I guess we'll just go down this list and we can both say what worked for us.
Cool.
So first one, what if we never met our spouses/partners?
Oh, I thought you were about to say if we never met. I'd be like, hold on. Then I would have been dead.
Hold on.
I wouldn't have been born.
That might come later.
Okay. If I never met Mike?
Yeah. You never met Mike if I never met Justin. I see it can get dark real fast.
Well, at that point, before I met Mike, I had already stopped talking to Bob.
Okay, good for you.
And
Bob,
I...
if you're new here, Bob is the villain. Bob was the villain for way too long. Way too many sequels.
And then I also, like, had already stopped talking to Lucky Charms.
Oh, good. Because he was a fucking disaster.
So embarrassed. Anyways, I wasn't, like, stuck.
In another situation.
Right. Like, I actually was, like, single.
Yeah.
Which, rarity.
Really
since
was.
You've known me. And I was just, like, living it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I didn't meet Mike, I would eventually met someone else.
And just, like, gone down that road with someone.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was, like, finally realizing what I deserved.
Yeah.
Like, it took a very long time. True that. But, like, I was, like, healing myself before I even met Mike.
Yeah.
So, which made Mike work.
Yeah.
Because I was okay.
I kind of agree with you about my situation as well. I mean, a little different just because, like, so before I met Justin, I had been in a couple, like, more serious relationships. And I'd been in a kind of long-term one that ended, and I stayed single, I mean, for the most part. I, you know, dated a little bit, but I was actively staying single for, like, it was, like, a year. It was honestly, like, a good year. And I remember when I was trying to get back out there, and I got the apps, and I did, you know, and I fucking hated it. And I'm sure I've told this before, like, when we've done, like, online dating episodes or whatever. But when I was gonna meet Justin, it was sort of I'd sort of given myself an ultimatum. I had had a couple situationships with the apps, and I just hated it. And they didn't go well, and I was so sick of it. And I was realizing a lot of things about myself in that course of that year that I was single.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had been in my past relationship, it was just, like, I was doing so many things and on the sort of one-track ride to a life that I didn't really want to have. And I didn't really understand how I got there. Mm-hmm. And it was like the, how you say you're finding yourself a little bit. Like, I don't know if I was finding myself, like my core self, but I was finding out what I wanted in life and what I really didn't. And it seemed a little unconventional because I sort of just went along to get along, and that's how I ended up in those past situations. So realizing that I hated dating. And dating sucks. I hated it. And I also didn't feel the need to, like, settle just so I would have a boyfriend.
Right.
Or have someone, for lack of a better term, pick me. And, you know, I think we all went through a phase, some worse than others, but we all went through a phase where it was like that. It was
pick me. Love me.
Choose
me.
It was like, because there was this, even if you were one of the more, like, whatever, quote-unquote confident people, there was this unspoken societal thing about, like, but if you can't find a boyfriend, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I was much younger, I think I sort of maybe fell into that a little bit. And I was realizing, coming out on the other side, like, I don't give a fuck if I ever find a boyfriend again. So when I met Justin, I sort of was giving myself an ultimatum after these really bad experiences. Like, if this dude doesn't work out, I'm done for now. And I feel no pain about that.
Right.
I don't feel like a failure. I don't feel like a not good enough. I don't want to keep going because I hate this. And I'm not going to just settle for some fucking guy who I don't even like. I'm either want to be with somebody who I really like
and enjoy spending time with them,
or I don't want to be with anybody, and that's fine. So I really think if I hadn't met him, or if something had happened where we had not pursued a relationship, I think I'd probably be single. I think I'd probably be full-blown spinster and loving every second of it. I love every second of my life now. Don't get it twisted. Like, I love that we ended up together and it worked. But I think the reason it worked is because I was making peace with myself that, like, I don't need this. I can enjoy this if it works out.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's the right guy. And when I was making that ultimatum, it wasn't like, if he's my forever person. I just meant, like, if this one last maybe doesn't work out, I'm done.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was going to end up being the person.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was. But if he hadn't have been, same outcome. I would have probably stayed single for a while.
Maybe I would have ended up with, if not forever. Maybe I would have ended up with Joshua.
And then gotten divorced, hopefully.
I don't know.
I didn't like him either.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, like, since I had been with Mike,
yeah,
and had that type of relationship, and then, like, we broke up, and then I ended up with, like, Joshua for a while.
Yeah.
Which was complete opposite.
Yeah.
I feel like if I didn't have the Mike relationship at all, that would have been fine.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have known that because, it's not what you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this is good. Like, he treated me well. I loved his family.
Right.
Everything was good.
So then, let's keep going with that, because I have another question that sort of vibes.
I mean, no guarantees. What? I also probably would have still, like, fucked with John.
What do you think would have happened if you would have married or ended up with someone else from your past, like one of your past relationships.
Which one?
I don't know. This is open-ended. You want me to go through
all of them? Every single one of them?
I don't know, but if you want to talk about Joshua, if you want to talk about another one, just someone else from the past. And, I don't know, interpret that however you want. I mean, well, whichever the one was most likely, maybe.
I mean, if I ended up with Bob, I would have been miserable with probably a kid, you know?
Several.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What about Joshua? Because that was your most recent, like, other serious relationship before you and Mike got back together and was like,
this is it.
Mm-hmm. So that was the most likely...
To have gone
the distance, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think would have happened there? And that's after knowing that maybe you guys didn't vibe the way you thought you would.
I mean, either I would have come to the conclusion that it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
The same way. Like, maybe, like, I wouldn't have had, like, Mike as a reference of a type of relationship.
Or maybe you did. I mean, this could also be that you and Mike broke up and never got back together, and you just stayed with Joshua.
Maybe I would have, like, I don't know. Like, I know, feel
that's the fun of this.
Yeah, because I feel like I, like, was finally being an adult about things.
Yeah.
And realized in myself that I would have treated him wrong.
Yeah. So you like to think you would have made
I have to take Mike out of the situation.
Yeah, because with this line...
Because with this line, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So if I never met Mike and I never had that type of relationship, and I stayed, like, and I... Because, like, I've known Joshua for a long time, for years. So, like, I feel like that could have still happened.
Yeah, but maybe at some point you would have realized this isn't for me.
Maybe I would have... Or maybe I'd have been like, this is great. Like, this is the first, like, healthy relationship that I've had.
Yeah.
Because it would have been.
Yeah.
And his family loved me, and I loved them. Probably would have just stayed.
See, that makes me sad, but I know him, so that feels sad.
But he wasn't bad.
I know, I just think he was weird. But that's just me, probably being a bitch, and a lover, and a child, and a mother, you know.
I mean, he's not a bad dude. He's a nice guy, and he was a good boyfriend.
Yeah. So you think if you had still met Mike, but you guys just didn't get back together, you might have stayed, and maybe at some point realized it wasn't
gonna work. I probably would have still realized.
Like, maybe later. Maybe not as soon.
Maybe not as soon. But I mean, the thing is, though, like Mike and I were still, like, friends.
Yeah.
Like, we still talked because, like, things were going on with, like, my grandma, and things were going on with his grandparents, and we were just checking in with each other.
Yeah.
But it was all service-level conversation, and we had no intention. Like, we were both... With other people, we had no intentions.
Yeah.
So but it, like...
It wouldn't have had to do with him, necessarily.
No.
But that's what I mean about, like, if you would have... Even if you wouldn't have had the point of reference for Mike, the relationship you had with Mike previously, I feel like there might have still been a way that you found, hey, this doesn't work for me.
Maybe.
Because, like you said, you were already sort of getting into knowing yourself a little bit more, even prior to.
Right.
So, who knows what that level of self-discovery would have looked like.
But I feel like if I would have kept the relationship with him, Mike never would have been able to be in the...
So if it would have happened the way it happened, the way it really happened, like, you were with Mike, you guys broke up, then you end up with Joshua, it probably wouldn't have gone.
No,
even if you would have married him and gone for a while.
I probably would have married him.
Well, that's the question, though, if you married someone else.
Well, if I married John,
okay,
then I would be a widow.
Spoiler alert. Well, speaking of, I only had one other, like, really serious, I've had other relationships, but what I'm saying is, I had one that was sort of on the brink of marriage. I didn't get engaged, it was like engaged to be engaged kind of deal.
And thank God that didn't work out.
Yes. I'll just say right now, and I'm not going to go into a ton of detail, because I don't want people to call numbers or anything, I'm fine, but I wouldn't still be here. Like, if I had married him and had the what everyone expected you to have and continue to go along to get along, like, I don't think I would have made it. Now, I'm not saying he would have killed me or anything. I'm just saying I don't think that I could have made it through that with my sanity.
Right.
Things got really bad for a while there. And... You know, I had this, like, I remember this when it was, we were talking about depressive episodes at the beginning, one of the worst ones I ever had was just a little bit before things really, like, hit the fan with that relationship. And it was, like, I mean, I lost a job because I couldn't get out of bed and go to work. Like, it was pretty bad. And it was before, like, things had started to really happen, so it was just all, it felt like it was all internal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was after I, quote-unquote, got better, you know, because I'd had my, like, cute little mental breakdown a year or two
just
earlier.
Just girly things,
having a breakdown. And, you know, I went to therapy and got diagnosed and did the work. Like, with people who don't have a lot of experience with mental health, and at the time I didn't, and my family and friends did not either. You just think it's like going to get medicine from a doctor and you'll be fine. And sometimes it can be that for people, but sometimes it's not. But I was certainly more stable and, like, good and not, you know, worrying people every second. And then I slipped into this depressive episode after all that. So I was like, okay, well, it's not that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck is going on? And obviously you don't need a reason to be depressed if you have that issue. But I don't know. I just felt like something was really off in my life. And I remember this moment where I was in the middle of one of those really bad episodes. And I was just, like, laying in bed in the house that we lived in together. I don't want to say, like, I had a vision or, like, I'm fucking That's So Raven. I don't mean it like that. But I just had this moment of whatever you want to call it, whether it was something like that or whether it was just, like, a really sharp moment of clarity where I just kind of saw my life if we did those things. Like, mm-hmm. if we went through with getting married and having kids and doing the whole shebang. And it was just like this, you won't make it. You can't handle that. That's not the life that you're supposed to have. You can't live through this. I could see, once you've been in a certain place in your life, you can see how you could go back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like seeing how I could go back. And I was just like, I can't do this. This isn't the life
I need to get out.
Yeah. Now, I wish I had taken that and hopped out of bed and ran with it that day. I did not. But it's never left me, you know, and eventually I did get out. And so, yeah, I really think that I don't think I'd be here.
And this podcast wouldn't exist.
True that. It really wouldn't. But yeah, that just wasn't the life for me. It's not necessarily about him or anything like that. I mean, some of it might be, maybe he was an asshole, maybe I was an asshole. But overall, it's more, that wasn't the life for me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good for me and what I need from just life in general or a partner or a situation. Like, it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
And I almost, you know, I was going full steam ahead for a lot of years. So just because, I don't know, it was like, it was, you know, those self-driving cars I have now.
Yeah.
It was like if you were in a self-driving car and you fell asleep and the car drove you into the fucking forest, and then you wake up in the forest some indeterminate amount of time later, and you're like, why are we here? How did we get here? What's going on? And the car won't answer because it's dead. And you're just like, what the fuck do I do now? How would I get out of the forest? Why am I even here? That was the level of, like, once I came to in my life after having some mental health stuff, I was like, man,
how'd I get in this forest?
Yeah, it was like waking up in a forest. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Just like making a bunch of decisions that I would have never probably made in my right mind.
I probably would have felt more pressure to have a kid.
That too. Because it was like, it was obvious. We were going to have kids.
Oof.
Like five.
That's horrible.
Was going to get legally married.
That's five too many.
Was going to get legally married. Had to have a wedding per his request. I was like, if we're going to get married, can't we just go down to the court? No. He needed to have his day. okay, next one. Hadn't started the podcast.
Oh no, I probably would just cry every day.
I think so too. I really enjoy it. It gives me a lot of fulfillment. I do a lot of the, like, creative stuff with it, and that, you know, scratches my creative itch, or at least one of them. I have several. I'm very itchy. yeah, I'm very itchy, and it scratches all my itches, or at least a few. And but also, I think, yeah, I have so many, like, friends that I still love and am cool with, but we don't hang out very much. Mm-hmm. Like, I just saw my friend Liz, and we were, like, trying to make dinner plans, and we did. And I was like, it's been, like, a year, so maybe, and we live closer than we ever, and we're both stable now. So yeah. There's really no excuse. We just suck. But I feel like we'd be doing that, I feel like we wouldn't be as close as we are, you know?
I agree.
Because we see each other a lot, and we make time, that it's hard to make time as grown-ups, you
it
know?
It is. It's hard. I'm a horrible communicator.
That too.
In general. So I'd be like,
hey, you want to hang out Saturday? And then you text me in 3 weeks. I'd be like, sorry, I'm busy now. I can't.
If you ask me about a specific date, I would respond timely.
Sometimes. I totally forgot I was supposed to come to your house the other night and text you 2 days later. I was like, so I didn't come on Wednesday. Sorry. So we both do it. But that's what I mean. That's how it is.
Like, yeah. Yeah. When we try to do like non-podcast hangouts, it's so much harder.
Yeah. But also I think it's made it easier at the same time. Yes. Because we actively separate that time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're friends and we do the podcast stuff and we get to do both a lot, which is awesome. But we try to make time.
We definitely try to make time because, like, we don't want our friendship just to be podcasts.
Yeah, because
so I think we are both trying harder than we normally would have to make sure that we have that friendship time and it's not just podcasts.
Yeah, you're like one of the most important people in my life now.
Oh,
you really are. I mean, you know, I don't have that many people, so don't get crazy.
I mean, same.
But like, you really are one of the most important people in my life. I talk about you a lot. I reference like conversations we have a lot on the internet and off.
Yeah. I was actually just talking about you today at work.
Yeah, I was to Justin last night. I was like, Courtney would know about something. I don't know what it was, but I was like, Courtney would know for sure. And I almost texted you, but I was like, she won't answer.
I might have.
Well, you...
Just give it a try. Give it a try.
I think the podcast has made our friendship stronger, and it's been... It seems like it's been fulfilling for both of us, so... What if you had pursued a different career? So whatever was the most, realistic version of that for you. So what, you were going to be in... What if you were a social worker, like your degree
is? Oh, I would have been so depressed.
Well, let's talk about it. That's what we're talking about.
One, I wouldn't have any money because they don't make money.
True that.
I would have been burnt out. I would have been stressed all the time.
Is this fucking Clay about us? Sounds kind of like
real life. It would have been so much worse.
Would have been worse?
Yeah, it would have been so much
worse. Because of the, like, do you think because of the emotional investment?
Yes. Because I just know, the whole reason I didn't go into social work is because I know my personality.
Yeah.
And how I just, like, hold on to things.
You're very empathetic.
Very empathetic. And I would have been burnt out so quick because I just would have been, like...
Fully dialed in.
Yes. And I could not do that.
Yeah.
So if I did do that, I probably would have already quit.
Yeah.
And maybe I'd be at the movie theater. I don't know. Because I thought about it pre-COVID, like the end of 2019, I was looking at jobs. I remember
one of the few times we actually talked before all this started.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that you were like looking for
the part-time because there's jobs. Like an assistant manager job at
the one nearby.
Yeah. And I'm like, should I do it?
I was like, I don't know. Man, this is sad.
And then 2020 happened and like theaters closed. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Yeah. You would have been fucked. You would have been out. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
I was always going into journalism. So it's like, I think my version of this is if I had stayed a journalist. And I don't know. I don't think it would be going well. It was very, I was okay at it. Near the end, I got kind of shitty at it because I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it burnt me out really fast. Like you were saying, with if you had become a social worker, I was so burnt out. And part of the reason I kept trying to leave was because I wanted to have some sort of balance in my life that I knew didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I still struggle with it, sure, but, like, I'm much better at it not in that field. So I don't know how I would have been able to maintain my relationship. I feel like I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't look like it does now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a real, like, proper partnership and a home together and a life. And I feel like we might either have kept doing that, like, not necessarily long distance, but some version of that, like, just hooking up when we could kind of deal. I mean, not just sexually, but just being in a sort of removed relationship.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't be in a relationship at all. I also don't think I would have felt as empowered to pursue some of the creative stuff that I've been able, like my writing, like mm-hmm. my book that was out and now isn't. I don't know. Maybe I'll write another one. I'm working on it. But to even do that and to do something like the podcast, and I don't think I would have ever felt like I had the time or the creative energy to do that.
Yeah. Especially like if you're editing and doing things with like all day.
And it's a noble field to be in if you're doing it right. I don't mean it like that. It just, I think it would have had some real big impacts on my day to day. Want to do one more?
Sure.
One more. Had a falling out with a close friend. Could be me. Could be someone else. I mean, I don't even know who.
I mean, I have had falling outs with friends.
One of my other ones. Well, one that you haven't. Or if you want to flip it on its head and say you didn't have a falling out with the person that you've had falling outs with. Like, I don't know.
I mean, one friendship that, like, I wouldn't... It's not like it was a falling out to where, like, we were, like, angry at each other for any reason.
You guys didn't have
a
big old fight.
No, we just, like, stopped.
Yeah.
Because I knew that it was... She came to me for reasons and not necessarily friendship.
You.
Right. I mean, some friendship, but, like, she only, like, talked to me if someone else wasn't talking to her.
Yeah. You were second choice.
Yes. And that would just... If I didn't stop trying, if I maintained that type of friendship, it just still would be back and forth.
Yeah. No, I totally get what you're saying. So what about if you had a falling out with a close friend that you consider a close friend today?
I don't know. That's hard. Because, like, I don't know.
What if we had a
really hard
out?
One. Then I'd be sad and I wouldn't be able to, like, talk a lot, like, on a podcast.
Yeah, it'd be a bummer.
It would be a bummer. But, like, I already, like, don't talk to, like, anyone. So it's so hard. Like, I would be sad, like, if something happened to where, like, we stopped talking. Like, yeah, I'd be really sad because, like, you're my best friend. But at the same time, I also still don't talk to people.
Yeah, so it's so different than, like, having a falling out when you're younger because, like, your whole day-to-day life
fucking
changes.
Yeah, because, like... If I didn't have a friend, like, if I had a falling out with a friend in high school,
yeah,
I see them every day, there would be my friends versus your friends,
yeah,
drama.
It's a turf war, suddenly.
Yeah, but, like, as an adult, like, it just, like, I'd be sad, and I'd be like, man, this sucks, but I still would keep going, because, like,
yeah,
there is no drama, I'm not gonna, like, there's no yeah. issues with it, like, we're fucking adults.
I can't even think of something that would happen right now for us to have, like, a real proper thought. Like, I could see maybe we have a disagreement or something, but, like, it's one of those things that it just doesn't feel like there's as much, like you said, the drama thing happening.
There is no drama, like,
I mean,
because we're adults, and we can, like, if we're having an issue, we know how to communicate.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
Which we do all the time.
Yeah. But, like, like you said, like, I've got my friend who I'm really close to, and we've never had a falling out. And we've had times where we've not talked very much and
yeah.
whatever, but it's never been aggressive. And I still only probably see her once a year just because, like, life is nuts. So, some of it, I think you're right, wouldn't be that noticeable. I do think, though, if you and I had a falling out, like, before, and we weren't friends now... You're like my last, like, friend from, like, the movie theater days
yeah.
that I still talk to a lot. Like, I'm still cool with some people.
Yeah.
Like, if they called me, I'd answer. It's not like that.
Yeah.
But there's not that active, like, tie mm-hmm. to, like, you know, not to be too on brand, but nostalgic kind of tie. I wouldn't really have that with that group.
Yeah.
And that was such a pivotal part of my life, I feel like that loop of the
yeah.
movie theater.
Yeah.
So
it was like our second home, our second family.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to really, like, reminisce in the same way, I
mm-hmm.
don't think, and it maybe wouldn't feel as good and, like, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling around that time in our lives. I don't know who else I would talk to, because I don't.
Those things. Yeah.
yeah. I don't think I'd be feeling the same feels, the same nostalgic feels, and then why the fuck would I create a nostalgic podcast? Well, we hope you guys have enjoyed this Ghost of Christmas Pasting walk down memory lane and us kind of talking about what could have been. Some good, some bad, some just whatever.
Just, yeah.
Life's all about choices, you know? So we get it. We've made choices that have led us here. We'll make more that'll lead us to whatever's next on our 30 journey. Dysentery? Who knows?
The organ trail?
We could make that choice.
What's an organ?
Good beer. A lot of hipsters.
I want to go to Massachusetts.
I want to go to Maine because it's,
ooh,
I hear it's based on the
lobster?
Novel by Stephen King.
Oh. I'm like, a Maine lobster roll?
And I'm like, murder. Maine murder.
But also Salem, yes. I want to go to Salem so bad.
Me too. I'll go with you. Yeah. We should plan a girl's trip to Salem.
Should we wear
another like... what could have been? Because if we would have been born then and there, we would have been burnt at the stake. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. So we could have... We'll continue this episode in Salem and see what our trial would have looked like. We love you guys. We've got our season finale coming up next week, so make sure you are tuned in for that. And follow us on all the things at 30 Dirty and Dying. Anything else to say, Courtney?
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Yeah, we'll have our quote-unquote holiday episode next week as our finale. Can't wait. Jingle jangle.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way. Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's turbo time!